I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 2 years ago today, the U.S. federal government declared a Gulf Coast emergency in Hurricane Katrina's wake. International Aid's Miles Fish says they were among the first responders, but eventually helped start a reconstruction group. In this case, the gospel is speaking through actions.
The church very much is taking a leading role in providing assistance and helping with the reconstruction process. Both the church that goes down to volunteer and to fund, but also the local church in the disaster area itself that is coordinating and identifying victims that need assistance and kind of masterminding the reconstruction effort.
Next, a small group in Papua New Guinea has come to Christ. Years ago, the Bisorio people in Walipa told missionaries a new God had instructed them not to listen to white men. They became very resistant to the gospel. Despite the Bisorio opposition, local missionaries took the three-day hike to reach them. Bob Kennel was there.
They taught them, presented the gospel, and out of the, again, it's not a super large group, 25 people, but out of that group, 19 of them made a very solid profession of faith in Jesus Christ.
And Far East Broadcasting Company is drawing people to their schools through radio. A graduate of Voice of Friendship Seminary in China says before school, his only source of spiritual nourishment was FEBC's radio programs. They prompted him to enroll at the seminary. Through the program, graduates complete their degree while learning about ministry. FEBC helped equip this graduate for outreach. He first started a worship group where he served as pastor, but now is working in full-time ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing fast in the West, yet few Christians know about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.